From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning. We're glad to have you with us again as we join around the study of the Holy Word of God. We're continuing our study in the Gospel of Mark, and this morning we're going to be thinking about the temptation of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope that you can stay with us for the next 15 minutes and that you have your Bible to hand and that you will follow with us as we read the Scriptures. Just follow now, please. We're reading in Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, and let's start at verse 9. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven, saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered unto him.
My yearning heart, my dress and calm core.
That was Mary Clement singing, If I Gained the World. Now, we're turning to the Bible. Remember, be sure you have your Bible close to hand so that you can follow as we study the Scriptures together. Our subject this morning in our study of the Gospel of Mark is entitled, Why Was the Savior Tempted? Because we're turning to that portion in the chapter 1 of Mark, in which we have a record of the Savior being tempted at the very commencement of his ministry. Why was such a temptation of the Lord Jesus necessary? Now, clearly it was God's will for the Lord Jesus to be tempted, because we read that immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. So that it was the Spirit of the Lord who led the Savior into the wilderness that he might be tempted. The word driveth there means to compel with force. It's a strong word. Now, that does not mean that the Savior was reluctant to do his Father's will and to face any danger or any opposition that lay in the path of obedience. Let me emphasize that nothing that was related to the salvation of God's people was ever undertaken with reluctance by the Lord Jesus Christ. Not even the dark and the terrible sufferings of the cross. In Hebrews chapter 12 and the verse 2, we read these words, Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. The Lord Jesus never undertook any aspect of the great work of redemption with reluctance, so that the word driveth there, compel with force, does not mean that the Savior, as it were, resisted the Father's will to go into the wilderness and face temptation from the devil. No, it means that within the Savior, he felt an overwhelming urge to go forward, rather than reluctance. It shows the desire of the Savior to fulfill his Father's will. Now, why was this so? Why was the Savior tempted? Well, let me give you some reasons. He was tempted, first of all, in order that his sinlessness might be established at the very commencement of his ministry before us all. You see, the Father had said of his Son as he was baptized, you remember the words, verse 11, There came a voice from heaven saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Christ was the spotless Son of God. He was well pleased. Nothing but absolute sinlessness pleases God. And having said that his Son was sinless, he, as it were, placed him at the disposal of the devil, so that the devil might test and try him. It reminds us, and indeed it was foreshadowed by the experience of Job, when Job was tempted by the devil and afflicted by the devil, and the devil sought to turn Job against God by those afflictions, but Job remained loyal. And the Savior's loyalty to his Father, his love of his Father, his determination to fulfill his Father's will, his absolute impeccability, his sinlessness, was going to be established at the very commencement of his ministry by this temptation. Furthermore, he was tempted to show us that temptation must be resisted. It's not a sin to be tempted, but it is a sin to yield to temptation. Some people are greatly cast down by the fact that they're tempted. And they feel that this is an awful thing, that they should be tempted. But it is not a sin to be tempted. We ought to avoid places where we are going to be tempted. We ought to withdraw from temptation, as the Savior taught us to pray, "Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil." But it is not a sin to be tempted. It is only a sin when we yield. And the Savior shows that we ought to resist temptation. Furthermore, he was tempted in order to gain a victory for his people. Christ has overcome the devil for us. When David, in that wonderful story of his battle with Goliath, when David slew Goliath, the people of Israel enjoyed the victory that he gained. David was fighting on behalf of his people. And bless God, Christ was there for me and for you today if you're numbered amongst his people. We may overcome the devil by virtue of Christ's victory. In James 4 and 7, we read, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you." Why should the devil flee from the likes of me or you? If we come against him in the name of the Lord Jesus, and by virtue of the victory he has won over the devil will flee. The devil will flee. Then I want you to notice, when we face temptation, divine help is granted. We are told that the angels ministered unto the Lord. Oh, it's good to know that there hath no temptation taken you but such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. When temptation is resisted, there follows a blessing from God. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. May you demonstrate that you love Christ by resisting sin. In the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you. Join us again next Monday.
Thank you for listening today. We trust that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here in Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT783RN. Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT783RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 01-3655-61560. 01-3655-61560. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again next Monday morning at 10 o'clock as we Let the Bible Speak.